everybody. Today is Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. We have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 485265 through 485345, warrants number 8708 through 8709. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 21st, 2025.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 21st, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our approval of the District N Council appointments. What we've done is update this our representatives on there and have added an alternate for Ms. Debbie Redford as well. So I guess we could accept it as a resolution. It has the names listed, Cody Stice and Presley Cosord, as the alternates to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N Council. And then that is when the principal cannot be there. That's so it'd be Cody. And then it'd also be that the commission of the Taney County to appoint Cody Stice as an alternate for Debbie Redford for the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District in board when the principal cannot. So two different parts here. They have their council meeting and they have a board meeting. And they were requesting that we have a backup. And I know Cody had expressed a concern making sure that they gave a phone-in option. And is that correct? They said that they will work with you to do that?
To be reliable on my end, I'll need that.
Okay. And you're okay with the way this is worded and yes. Serving as the alternates?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. Move to approve the resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District N Council.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the approval of the Reno Springs Road and Bridge, or Road Bridge Replacement Project number 004-00302. BRO-R106-002. This would be for the bid recommendation and request for concurrence. With this morning, we have Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole, along with Ms. Claire Lakin from Great River Engineering. Please have a seat.
Good morning.
Good morning. In your packet, Commission, you'll have a recommendation letter from Great River Engineering. At this time, I would turn it over to Ms. Claire Lake, and I'll let you kind of run through the bid recommendation that you guys have prepared for the Commission.
So Hartman & Company was the low bidder for this job. It was roughly 18% below the engineer's estimate. So we ask that approval is given to request concurrence from MoDOT to award the construction to Hartman & Company.
Okay. On this, being a BRO project, we'll be able to, so that'd be an 80-20 split on that, correct?
Yes.
So 80% of it will be paid through the BRO or MoDOT bridge replacement option. Is that what BRO is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then we'll be able to use our 20% in our soft match money that we currently have, so it'll come really at no cost to Taney County for this new bridge. And since it is under a program, it won't be self-performed. It is a bid-out process, a competitive bid process to build the new bridge at Reno Springs?
Yes.
Okay. Just so I've got all of the pieces in order, so. Okay. Do you have any questions for Claire or Jack at this time?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I would ask for a recommendation for bid approval at this time, or bid award, I apologize.
Move to award the Reno Springs Road Bridge Replacement Bridge Number 004-00302 to Hartman & Company, Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the approval of the 2025 SURF annual contribution election.
Good morning.
Good morning. With us this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is an annual SURF contribution election. Every year, the commission must decide and elect as to the contributions for the county employment retirement fund. Traditionally, it's been the employees pay the percentage, but in 2024, the commission elected to pay those fees for the year 2025. So mm-hmm. We're bringing that for you today.
Okay.
So you can get that decided and sent off.
Okay. So the options we have is to continue the current election that we have into the 2026 year or change it?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
No.
No, I mean, I think we all know why it changed last year to.
Yes.
I'm fine with continuing to do that.
Okay.
Are you guys good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's concurrable.
Move to elect to keep the county's current election for effective for 2026 and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Did I miss anything on that motion?
I didn't think so.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right. Perfect. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll have our court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on reports. With us this morning from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison and Taney County Assessor, Mr. Davey Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Start off with the first two that we denied last week would be for the add-on to the book. That'll be abatement numbers 214794. And abatement number 214795.
So now they balance how you guys need them to?
Yes.
Okay. I remember that was the problem.
Yeah, the collector could not get the numbers balanced, but yeah. Since then you guys have gotten that corrected.
Label Exhibit A, move to approve Exhibit A with today's date of October
28th,
2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next section we have is for clerical error.
It's the same as the I. It's all that.
Okay.
On these clerical errors, is this just one we're cleaning up from?
Yes.
Okay. On that first one especially. Was this part of BOE? Or did you go State Tax Commission? I can't remember if this one, this first one did or not.
I know the Bluff Views was, it had been, the clerical error was that it was done at a cost replacement.
Not at those, by statute?
That not by statute, should have been done as an income base for low-income housing.
I couldn't remember if that one had gone through Board of Equalization or not. And did State Tax Commission?
I did not go to State Tax Commission.
Thank you.
That's not the wish.
Okay. It wanted to be fixed at this level. That's where I wanted to make sure.
Okay. Okay.
Same with any of the other ones?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you guys have any questions?
I don't. Is there anything else about the exhibit that we need to know?
No.
Okay. I have no further questions.
I do not. Sorry, I'm going to have one more thing. Okay, label this exhibit B. With today's date, move to approve Exhibit B, dated October 28th, 2025.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for our KPM audit presentation upstairs at 9:15. I have 9:13 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.